Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend, Tamar Jacoby, back on the show. Tamar is more than 9 years a member of our Brain Trust. She is our immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She's the president of Immigration Works USA. She is the editor of the outstanding book on the topic, Reinventing the Melting Pot. And she's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim. Same here, mutual. You're a good friend.
Good to have you back, and it was great seeing you a couple of weeks ago and during my last trip to D.C., and was nice to see you. We had a good time. Hey,
yes,
Tamar, you've over the years, you've done such a good job of helping us understand the immigration issue from a policy standpoint, from the politics, from the human standpoint, from the economic standpoint, and especially from the small business perspective, because immigration issues do impact small businesses directly or indirectly. But I got to tell you, Tamar, all the years we've done this together, and I've had a pretty good idea about what we were going to talk about. I got to say, right now, I don't know where to start. Honest to God,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm when I see what's going on down there on the border,
yeah,
on top of the regular stuff that's been going on,
yeah,
and the absolute chaos, mayhem, human debacle, unbelievable things going on down there, it just makes me want to cry.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a very tragic situation. The first thing, let's try to sort it out.
In case someone's not been paying attention, tell them why I'm so sad about this.
There's 52,000 young people showing up on our
babies.
All the way from teens down to very small children.
Those are babies.
And they're coming really as a... there's a lot of debate about why they're coming, right? So some people, that's the trouble. It's all so politicized. It's this human situation of these young children,
yeah,
who've made their way to the border, fighting.
Tell the audience how they got here, where they came from, and how they got here.
You and I might differ about exactly how they got here, right? Basically, they come from Central America mostly. They're very young. They're smugglers. But the deal is, it's a combination of push and pull factors. The first thing to say, first, Jim, let's just put this in a little bit of a frame. This is different than normal immigration.
Yeah.
This is a one-time crisis.
These
right?
kids aren't
driven
hiding.
By.
They, as I heard Mara Lyson the other day say, they're falling into the hands of the authorities.
they've been told that if they come to, they're fleeing terrible situation in their country, right? There's poverty and violence and gangs,
yeah,
going crazy in Central America. But they've also been encouraged by rumors that say, if you get to America, you'll be fine and you'll be safe and they'll let you stay.
Mm-hmm.
Just get across that border and go.
And these parents are willing
control.
To send their children alone, essentially, to a foreign place, knowing they'll probably never see them again. Things are so bad where they are that they're willing to send them on this several hundred mile journey into a place where who knows whether they'll, at that moment, whether they'll be alive or not.
Yeah, well, I think some of them are probably fleeing situations where the parents aren't that operative.
Right.
I think it's failed kind of, right now, parts of these societies are failed societies.
Yeah, that's right.
But there's a U.S. role here, right? This is what's so complicated, no one can sort of sort out. There's things that we have done and are doing that are feeding these rumors.
Give us an example.
That if they get here, they can stay.
The 2008, the 2008 law, right? Quickly.
Well, that's one of the things. So 2008 was a law that says Central America is different from Mexico.
And
Mexico,
Canada.
The border... and Canada, but the most important is Mexico. In Mexico, the Border Patrol can look at you and say, you don't look like a refugee to me. A refugee is somebody fleeing a credible fear of persecution, and that's a hard thing to prove.
Right.
A Border Patrol can look at you and say, you're not a refugee. You're just a person who wants to go to work in America.
You're an illegal immigrant.
I'm sending you back. Yeah, I'm sending you back, and they can send them back in 5 minutes.
If they catch them.
Central American kids have to be turned over to Health and Human Services and given housing.
Because are they deemed to be refugees at that point?
No, they're deemed to be. It's going to take longer to put them on a plane. We're supposed to take care of them carefully and look into their situation.
But we haven't been. We aren't doing. This is where the buses.
Well, it goes very slow.
This is where the buses come in, folks. And. Now, by the way, this law was passed in the Bush administration. Let's make that clear. And this is one of the issues of solving this right now, folks. We're going to come back after these messages with Tamar Jacoby. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.